The end of Perek Chavtet in Parshat Tetzaveh, the Torah summarizes the realization of the goals of building the Mishkan. V'kidashti Olam Moed, v'shachanti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, v'shachni b'tocham. Teruma and Tetzaveh together describe how to build this Mishkan. And the obvious question is why Tetzaveh is a separate Parsha. Why not just have one long Parsha that describes how to build the Mishkan? What is the difference between them? If you look at the beginning of Parshat Tetzaveh, you see right away that it is a separate parallel entity that begins the same way Parshat Truma began. Parshat Truma began, Ve'yikhu li Truma. Parshat Tetzaveh begins, Ve'yikhu Eilecha Shemen Zayit. So it's a parallel piece, and even though it continues to describe the building, it's describing from a different perspective. What is the different perspective? If you look throughout Parshas Truma, the Mishkan is described as a Mishkan. In Parshas Tetzaveh, it's described as an Ohel Moed. And the question is, how is this Ohel Moed perspective different than that of the Mishkan? If you look carefully throughout Parshas Truma, you see that the Mishkan being described is what Moshe saw on Har Sinai when the Shekhinah resided there. At the end of every unit, Hashem emphasizes that the Mishkan and the Kelim should be built based upon what Moshe saw at Har Sinai. The Mishkan is an attempt to recreate the way the Shekhinah looked at Har Sinai. Parsha Tetzaveh is very different. Parsha Tetzaveh focuses on the Kohanim, their Begadim, their Avoda. Parsha Tetzaveh is when the Mishkan that was seen at Har Sinai has added to it human beings functioning and doing Avoda there. If we discuss this in the context of the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the goal of the Mishkan, the Ramban in the beginning of Parshat Truma speaks about how it was to continue the presence that the Jews saw at Har Sinai to take it with them through the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael, the Shekhinah. The Rambam famously in his Sefer HaMitzvot and Hilchot Beit HaMechira talks about how the mitzvah is to build a place where korbanot and other avoda can be done. Parshat Tetzaveh is where the Mishkan becomes something that connects us to God. It's not just the place where the Shekhinah resides, but a place where we can serve Him, where we can connect to Him. And the primary two avodot are what the Parsha begins with and ends with, the Ner Tamid and the Korban Tamid. And interestingly, the Rambam mentions these two in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Chof, Shetzivanu Livno Beit Avodah Bo Yeh HaKrava V'HaAvarat HaEsh Tamid. The lesson is that if we want to have a continued relationship with God, we root it in our continued avoda of Him. The Shekhinah residing is from God's perspective. The avoda is what helps us connect to Him. Shavua Tov.